I said this morning, my name's Uncle Fred, and I'm going to say hello, boys and girls, and I want the boys and girls and everybody else to say hello, Uncle Fred. You ready? Hello, boys and girls. That was good. Now, try a wee bit louder. Hello, boys and girls. Really good. Hello, boys and girls. That's really good. And I feel very much at home now, getting a real good welcome like that here in the Martyrs Memorial. I have a fold our arms, and we're going to tell a story tonight from the Bible, the Word of God. This is the great book, the Bible, God's precious Word. And boys and girls, I hear people giving their testimony and telling how they came to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And sometimes I hear men and women, and they're like myself, they're getting on a wee bit. And some of them can say, you know, so many years ago, I got saved. And they maybe say, I was a terrible man for the drink, or I was a terrible man for gambling, or I did this, or I did that, or I did the other thing. But God saved me. And that's a wonderful thing to hear about the grace of God in the life of a man or woman, or even a young person. But men and women and boys and girls, it takes the same grace of God to save a boy or girl. And thank God that the Lord Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Now I have a picture here, boys and girls. There's a wee girl, and as I said the last time I was here a few years ago, if you're at the back and you can't see, you should have gone to Specsavers. See, but anyway, the boys and girls at the front can see. This is a wee girl. Anybody tell me what she's doing? She's praying. That's right. This is a wee girl, and she's saying her prayers. She's praying before she gets into bed at night. And she's a wee girl who loves the Lord Jesus, and she prays in the morning, and she prays at night. You know, sometimes, boys and girls, people say, is it right to pray? Does anything happen when we pray? But boys and girls, the Bible tells us, yes, prayer changes things. The Bible tells us God hears and God answers prayer. Now, way back in the Old Testament, and you can read it in the first book of Samuel, chapters 1 to 3, there's a dear woman and her husband. The woman's name was Hannah. Now, you listen up to the names in case I decide to ask a few questions, or in case at my age I forget the names. Okay, so you listen hard. This woman's name was Hannah, and her husband's name was Elkanah. Anybody called that here? No Elkanahs. Maybe a few Hannahs, all right. Well, boys and girls, Hannah and Elkanah, they love God and they serve God. But one thing made Hannah very, very sad, and that was that she had no children. And boys and girls, when she went up to the temple to pray, she really prayed and she asked God, would he give her a little child? And she said, Lord, if you give me a little boy, I will give him back to you that he might serve you all the days of his life. And she was praying. And Eli, the priest, you see him over here, he seen this woman praying. Well, he thought he wasn't sure. Because boys and girls, her lips were moving, but there was no sound. And she was praying to God, and she was so sincere, and she was so emotional, and she was really crying unto God. And her lips were moving, but there's no... And Eli says, I think that woman's drunk. Well, she says, I'm not drunk. But he says, I'm crying unto God. God would give me a little child. And Eli said, go thy way. And he says, the Lord grant thee thy petition. And the Lord gave her a little child. And she called him Samuel, Because Samuel means asked of God. And she said, I asked God to give me a child, and God answered my prayer. You see, God does hear our prayers. And God does answer our prayers. And she was delighted with this lovely wee boy called Samuel. And then she said, the time would come when I must fulfill my vow and my promise that I made to the Lord. I'm going to take my son, grown up a little bit now, and I'm taking him up to the temple, and I'm going to leave him there. And he's going to serve God. He's going to learn to worship God and to serve God all the days of his life. And little did Hannah know what a great man of God this child Samuel was going to become. So boys and girls, this little boy was taken up to the temple and he was left there. And Eli was to train this wee boy. But you know the story of Samuel, maybe some folks here. And they know that God called Samuel. And I want you to think with me for a moment or two, just exactly, who did God call when he was calling Samuel? Well, we know that Samuel was just a little child. We know that. But the Bible tells us that when God called Samuel, the Bible says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. See, he was in the temple. He was in the house of God. And he was being trained and he was being taught. And I'm sure he was taught about creation, that God created the heavens and the earth and all that in them is. I'm sure he was taught about the fall of man, how our first parents sinned and they fell from the estate into which God created them. He would be taught the law of God. And although he knew all these things, and although he was in the temple, he did not yet know the Lord. And boys and girls and men and women, it's possible tonight to be in the house of God. It's possible to have a Bible and to know verses and to know the stories of the Bible and to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, about his life and his death and his resurrection, and yet not know the Lord. So when God called little Samuel, the Bible reminds us that Samuel did not know the Lord. He was a sinner. And Samuel lay down one night, excuse me, to go to sleep. And a voice spoke, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel jumped up from his bed and he ran into the room where old Eli was sleeping. He said, Eli, you called me. Eli says, Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. And he went back and he lay down again and he tried to get asleep. And just as he was going over asleep, the voice said, Samuel! Samuel, and he jumped up again, and he ran into where Eli was. He says, Eli, what do you want? Eli says, Samuel, I didn't call you. And the third time, when he was trying to get asleep, he heard the voice again, Samuel, Samuel. And he got up, and he ran into Eli. He says, Eli, you did call me. And the Bible says, Eli perceived, or he understood, he realized that God was speaking to this little boy, Samuel. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God loves boys and girls? God loves men and women, but he loves the boys and girls. And we were singing tonight, Jesus loves the little children of the world. And God loves boys and girls. And so Eli says, Samuel, you go back to bed, try and go to sleep, but if you hear the voice again, you say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And so Samuel went back, and he lay down, and he tried to go to sleep. And then the voice spoke again, Samuel, Samuel. And the wee boy, he sat up, and he said, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And God spoke to Samuel. And God told Samuel what he was going to do in Israel. And God told Samuel how he had a plan for his life. See, when we think about this wee boy, Samuel, he was just a sinner. And the Bible says we're all sinners and we have all come short of God's glory. And the wages of sin is death. But God loved him. And God called him. And he called him as an individual. God knows all about you and all about me. And he knew this wee boy and he knew his name. And he called him Samuel. And he called him individually. And I'm so glad that he called him again and again. He called him continually. And I'm so glad, you know, he called him personally. You know what the Bible says, and I think it's a wonderful thing, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says, And the Lord came and stood, as at other times, and he spoke to Samuel by the word of the Lord. Imagine the God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. He came down, and he spoke, and he called a wee boy, Samuel, by the word of the Lord. Who did God call? Wee boy called Samuel. He was a sinner. He didn't yet know the Lord, but he come to know the Lord. And God called him personally. God called him continually. God called him individually. But you notice where God called him? He was in the temple. He went, he told Eli, and he was afraid to tell Eli because God said there's going to be judgment even on Eli's house. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli all that God had spoken to him, but he did, he told him. Boys and girls, isn't it possible for boys and girls and men and women to be in the house of God and to love the hymns and to love the children's meeting and to love the Sunday school and get prizes for attendance and maybe prizes for saying verses and do all these things. But still, maybe they've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart. That's our prayer tonight. That as the word of God goes forth, as you have heard about God in love and in grace, and in mercy, just calling Samuel. He calls you. He calls me. And that was a lovely chorus you were singing tonight. I love it. It would apply to a little Samuel. A little child of 7, or even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For if that child believeth on Christ the Son of God, that little child receiveth salvation through his blood. And boys and girls, I'm so glad when I hear men and women give their testimony and say, you know, I was a sinner and I did this, I did that, I did the other thing, but now I've got saved and I'm walking with God. That's wonderful. And that's a wonderful testimony to the grace of God. But you know what's a wonderful testimony? When a wee boy, when a wee girl get saved when they're young. And they get saved. And they are kept by the power of God. And they don't go into all the sinful things of this world. And they don't get caught up in all the sinful things. And they live for the Lord Jesus. And they love the Lord Jesus. And they do his work. That's what happened to Samuel. He was saved. He was converted. He come to know the Lord when he was just a wee boy. And God used him, and he was a prophet in Israel. And he judged Israel, and he did a great work for God. And he was a great man of prayer. In fact, one time the children of Israel came and they were worried. They said, Samuel, are you going to pray for us? Oh, he says, God forbid that I should sin in ceasing to pray for you. Oh, he was a great man of prayer. And boys and girls, maybe tonight there's a boy or girl. Maybe it's a man or woman in our meeting. And you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. You know all about him, but you've never asked him to be your Savior. Then you can ask him tonight, and you can pray like the little children's prayer, the little chorus. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay. Take all my sins away. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. When I think about the Lord coming down and speaking to Samuel, I think of that verse, the little chorus we sometimes sing. At the heart's door, the Savior's knocking. At the heart's door, fast closed by sin. Can't you hear him? He's gently knocking. Draw the bolt and let him in. Because Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man or woman or boy or girl hear my voice and open the door, Jesus says, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. So boys and girls, the meeting tonight, if you say, Uncle Fred, I would like to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I would like to be saved. I would like to be like little Samuel. I would like to come to Christ. Then you speak to your Sunday school teacher. And they'll only be too happy to show you how you can be saved. And how you can be sure that you're saved. And how you can know that your sins are forgiven. And that it's well with your soul. May the Lord bless these few thoughts from His Word tonight to the boys and girls. For his name's sake. Thank you very much.